21. School project. Luke is the team leader of the school project. He's smart but bossy. He has ideas but doesn't welcome other people's views. He wants to always take charge. He does ask for members' thoughts but never approves anything. He doesn't seem to like any idea at all. His expression is always, "I don't like that idea. I don't think that will work." One day, all the members excluded him from a discussion. They thought about the best way to solve the problem of Luke. Nash suggested refining their proposals. Joe insisted to just let Luke do everything by himself. Eric recommended replacing the appointed leader. However, none of the suggestions seemed right. Then, the quietest member spoke. "Let's just stick together and let Luke find other members he would 100% approve." Everybody exclaimed, "He likes that idea." 22. Sleep all day in winter. This morning, Alice and her classmates were taught about the hibernation of animals during the cold winter. She was excited to go home so she could share the new learning with her little sister. After school, Alice played with her sister. She shared, "Bears are one of the animals that go into deep sleep. It is called hibernation. It is their special way to adapt to the season. Their body temperature drops and their heartbeat and breathing slows down. They do this to reserve their energy." Her sister was amazed. "That's amazing. You're so smart, sister." She responded, "Bears eat lots of food and store it, so they can use it slowly during their hibernation." Alice added, "From now on, I will eat lots of food and store it, so I can sleep all day in winter, too." 23. Business as usual. On a bright sunny day, the park is noisy with the children's playful laughter. Since it's a weekend, the park is a hit. Among the parkgoers, three men are discussing something near the back entrance of the park while looking at the park's undeveloped area. "We must chop down the trees in order to clear the area for a new recreation section here," says the first man. "These trees are perfect. We could use some on the project," agrees the man dressed in a business suit. Gina, a regular in the park, somehow heard their discussion upon passing by. She feels sorry for the trees, but also thinks that it will be a necessary change. "Business as usual," she mutters while continuing to jog into the shades of big buildings lining up ahead. 24. My dog Rocky. There was a dog named Rocky. Rocky's owner was an old man. The old man lived alone in his house. One day, the old man called an ambulance because he was having trouble breathing. Rocky barked very loudly at the ambulance workers when they took his master to the ambulance. Rocky tried to run after them when they drove to the emergency room, but he couldn't keep up with the ambulance. When the old man went home after 1 week, he couldn't find Rocky. Rocky was missing. He asked his neighbors if they saw Rocky. But they have not seen Rocky. One day he went to the park. He saw a lost and found picture of a dog attached to a tree. And it was Rocky. 25. April's first day at work. It is April's first day at work today. She's excited to meet her co-workers. She remembers what her professor in college told them: "You'll love working when you not only love the job, but when you also work with the people you love." She's very eager to meet new friends. When she arrives at work, she greets everyone with a pleasant smile. Nobody responds. Her supervisor tells her that they need to see the manager first for a proper introduction. April greets the manager. The manager's response is too dry. She only tells her, "Do your responsibilities to the best of your abilities. You have to do everything on your own. Be resourceful. Be independent. Do not disturb the others. You need no help from any co-worker." April is surprised to hear those words. She finds herself speechless. 26. I found Jane. I found her. Jenny and Jane are twins who love to eat. However, while Jenny loves all food, Jane can't eat meat. Being playful, they are constantly changing their identities. When there is meat in the food, they both refuse it. This way, they can deceive people. One day, while they are having dinner with friends, all that is served is meat. The twins look at each other. Both of them can choose not to eat to continue their charade. However, Jenny is hungry and the food looks so delicious. She whispers, "I sacrifice so much for this pretense. You should eat meat once, too." Both start to eat when one of their friends shout, "No more meat for her." She's pointing at Jane, who is making a weird face every time she swallows the food. He laughs, "I found Jane. I found her." 27. Dad, are you all right? One night, 10-year-old Isaac went downstairs to get some water. He saw his father drinking at the balcony. Worried as it is the first time in years that he saw his father drink again, he approached him. "Dad, are you all right?" he asked. "Yes, son. I'm fine," he replied. "My mind is just filled with several thoughts, and I am trying to relax myself." Isaac was not used to seeing his father like this. He came nearer and gave his father a tight hug. He told him, "Dad, it is all right. I am here. Mom is here." Tears fell from his father's eye in that moment while whispering back, "The world might have too many problems, but I'm happy that I have our family with me. I love you, son." 28. Rosalia Kingdom. There was once a kingdom named Rosalia. In this beautiful kingdom, roses of different kinds and colors grew. It was a happy and a bright place and was ruled by Queen Rosalie and King Ron. However, the queen and king lack a heir. Queen Rosalie, saddened by the thought she couldn't bear a child, wished deeply to have one. She prayed and prayed until one night, a fairy appeared. "I will give you the heir you want for this kingdom to continue to grow the roses," the fairy said. 9 months after that meeting, Queen Rosalie bore a child who would someday be known as the greatest rose queen ever to rule the kingdom. 29. Small town away from the city. Sarah lived in a small town away from the city. There's only one grocery store in their town, because only a few people lived there. One day, Sarah and her husband's car broke down. Her husband couldn't go to work, and she couldn't go to the grocery store. They walked to ask help from neighbors. There were a few houses at a distance, but they found out that the houses have been abandoned. They didn't have neighbors. They were already out of food that day. So, they waited for vehicles to pass by so they could ask for a ride. A truck passed by and they were able to get to the grocery store. When they got to the grocery store, they saw a sign at the door saying store closed due to bankruptcy. 30. Collecting weird things. Kurt was a kid who loved collecting weird things. His mom was unaware of these as he put them in his secret drawers. One day, when Kurt's mom was going to the supermarket, she saw a familiar figure by the garbage bins. She shrugged and continued walking. When she got home, she saw Kurt in his room, facing one of his drawers and putting something in there. The following day was a holiday, so she was planning to take Kurt to the movies. He was nowhere in sight. She called his friends, but they knew nothing. She got more and more anxious as the clock ticked. Finally, there was a knock on the door. It was a policeman holding Kurt by the hand. Her heart was beating fast, but the policeman only said, "Please tell your kid not to pick up trash again."